covering the week's top tech stories with a slight Linux bias.
Google is creating a worldwide Android phone-powered earthquake alert system. The first part of that system rolled out Tuesday. If you opt in, the accelerometer in your Android phone will become one data point for an algorithm designed to detect earthquakes. Eventually, that system will automatically send warnings to people who could be impacted. It's a feature made possible through Google's strengths, the staggering numbers of Android phones around the world, and clever use of algorithms on big data. As with its collaboration with Apple on exposure tracing and other Android features like car crash detection and emergency location services, it shows that there are untapped ways that smartphones could be used for something important to the community at large. Google is rolling out the system in small stages. First, Google is partnering with the United States Geological Survey and the California Office of Emergency Services to send the agency's earthquake alerts to Android users in that state. Those alerts are generated by already existing Shake Alert system, which uses data generated by traditional seismometers. Mark Stogatis, principal Android software engineer at Google, says, "It'd be great if there were just seismometer-based systems everywhere that could detect earthquakes. That's not really practical, and it's unlikely to have global coverage because seismometers are extremely expensive. They have to be constantly maintained. You need a lot of them in an area to really have a good earthquake early warning system." So the second and third stages of Google's plan will be powered instead by the Android phones. The company is proceeding fairly cautiously, though. In the second stage, Google will show localized results in Google searches for earthquakes based on the data it's detecting from Android phones. The idea there is that when you feel an earthquake, you'll go to Google to see if that's what you felt or not. An Android phone can become a mini seismometer because it's an accelerometer, the thing that detects if you've rotated it or not. Android system uses the data from that sensor to see if the phone is shaking. It is only on when an Android phone is plugged in and not in use to preserve battery life. Once it has more confidence in the accuracy of the system, Google will begin actively sending out earthquake warnings to people who live in areas where there are not seismometer-based warning systems. Over the long term, Google hopes to create an API based on its earthquake detection system. It doesn't plan on using the system on iPhones, but if the API comes out, then Apple would be free to use it. More interesting, though, is what other systems would benefit from an earthquake detection API. For example, somebody could build something that automatically stops an elevator at the next floor and opens the door so that people can get out before the wave comes. And you can turn off gas valves automatically. You can have something that stops medical procedures or open the door to fire stations ahead of time. That's a common problem in earthquakes, where fires are a big deal and firefighters often just can't get out. So you can build something that does that. Airplanes can stop landing as they're doing this, abort their landing. Trains can be slowed down. There's an entire ecosystem that can be enabled by using this Android-based detection and having it published server-side so that others can plug into it. Google's plan is to minimize false positives and tune the system right away, and users near earthquake fault zones will soon see info in Google searches and the inevitable rollout of local notifications.
It wasn't long ago, Jeff, that Simon Weckert, Berlin-based artist, took 99 Android smartphones, put them in a red wagon, and walked down the main street that was completely devoid of vehicles. That's and right. Yet, Google's Maps service showed that there were traffic jams everywhere he went.
Right.
Because there's 99 Android phones. So, you know, I hate to put the thought in people's heads, but this is the thing with an Android-based system such as this. While it sounds amazing, while it sounds like, hey, this is a very brilliant idea, how hard is it to take a Raspberry Pi Zero and a motor and connect it to one centralized server and share the diagrams of that online and say, okay, everybody, I want you to build this. Take a Raspberry Pi, plug it into this motor, put your phone in this motor when you go to bed. And because it's internet connected, they can set off all the phones vibrating like this in any area of the world where they have these devices. It'd be so easy. Yep. It'd just be, it's such an easy hack. So it's like, how can they trust that data?
Well,
I think it's brilliant. An accelerometer to detect earthquake.
Oh, well, even. And that's the thing. Like, this is an amazing thing that they're doing.
Yeah.
But with amazing ideas also comes the amazing ability to mess with it, thanks to human beings.
Yeah.
I mean, not only
we're
that.
We're terrible.
Like, what if you have, you know, if somebody decides to use it as a type of social attack, so to speak, where there's a group of 15, 20 people, they all have their phones, they congregate in a particular area, and they just sit there and start shaking their phone. And if they all start going
to
off,
synchronize it with like Raspberry Pis through the internet, like right. You could actually like pick a spot and make an earthquake on Google Maps. But-